Hi, welcome to our podcast series. This is the first in six that we're going to do. We're going to provide some insight into how councils are working with Datagraphic to streamline their document automation through our Asini platform. I'm sat here today with Gemma, our lead consultant who's been working with many councils on document automation. So, one of the first things we were going to talk about was the constant increases in mailing costs. Sore point, sorry to bring it up, but we got to deal with it. It is constantly increasing, and we're hoping to work with councils, and we do work with councils, to drive down those mailing costs. And you must be finding that, Gemma, when you're working with these councils. How do we drive those costs down? How are they wanting to drive them down and actually achieve maximum postage discounts?
Absolutely. It's something that the councils are talking about every time we speak to them in weekly review calls, when we're doing pre-engagement with them, when we're going to events. It is the one thing that they're saying, that postage costs are causing them real problems.
And also, I would imagine that as well as wanting to control the actual cost, they're wanting to make the various departments that they work with accountable for the cost that they're incurring. So they must be having difficulty, if they're not working with us, in being able to account for that.
Certainly. One of the councils that we work with, one of the main things when they were printing in-house was they could not see what postage was being dealt with from what departments. They had no idea of what was going out. So they knew they were spending too much on first class, but they didn't know in what parts of the council.
Yeah.
And they needed a system that could drill down to that level of detail.
Okay, so because we can provide the portal that each council can log on to and track that mail by department, by class of mail, it allows them to have conversations with those departments and say, is it really appropriate that you're using first class post? Is it really appropriate you're printing this much? Is there a different way we could be dealing with this document?
They were able to have those conversations with users and question whether it was needed. So some departments, like parking, absolutely, there was a statutory requirement. They needed to send that out. But other departments, they were just doing it out of sort of automatic, defaulting to that. And it was costing something like 63% more per item. So, yeah, it was a real problem for them. Using a senior mail, that sort of helped them narrow it down.
Yeah, when it was 63% of 63p, that, you know, it wasn't a lot of money, but now it's 63% of £1.30 for a first class item. So it becomes a lot of money.
Yeah, I think over the last 4 years, it's gone up sort of nearly 50%. So it's big numbers for them.
And also, if they were using their own internal print room, from my experience of talking to people, not as detailed as you do, but in terms of a lot of these people would like to match documents that are going, that could go into one envelope, but it's for them to do it manually, it's time consuming, therefore costly. If they were doing it another way, through document automation, it's not easy, but I believe we've been able to do that with quite a number of the councils.
That's right. One of the councils I work really closely with, when they were in-house, they did all the manual matching. Yeah. And because it was done by humans, they were able to get really good rates of matching. And when they went out looking to outsource this, which they knew they needed to do, they just couldn't get close with a lot of suppliers. And it was because of our technical team and the development capabilities we've got, we were able to work with them and do loads of testing to get that matching to something that was they were happy to go ahead with.
Yeah, I mean, it's a common thing that if a council's enthusiasm matches our enthusiasm to actually drive down costs and use our skill sets and product Asini to actually do this, then we can do it. If there is that enthusiasm, our experience and flexibility can help them do that.
Yeah, we've seen that from council to council that we've worked with.
Yeah.
And a lot of councils, they know what they need to do. And in some areas, they can be really good at it.
Yeah.
But they haven't got the whole suite. And that's where we're able to sort of pull all those bits together and get them a really good overall result.
Okay. If we were sat and we were just deciding we were going to sit down with Council A.
Yep.
And we were going to say, here are three things.
Okay.
Apart from, let's get a cup of tea to start with, because we all need a cup of tea to concentrate. If there were three things you were going to do, the first thing you would do to get this working and to drive down costs? What would that be?
Well, what we tend to find is that a lot of councils haven't had the benefit of the mail consolidation that we've got. So we will consolidate mail together. Cool. And a lot of councils hear this number of 4,000 items and they're trying to achieve that. And that is not feasible for a lot of them on a daily basis. But because we pull everything together, we will pass on those savings so they can send one item and they'll get the benefit.
So within our organisation, we're not segmenting that mail.
No.
We're saying you are part of our group, and the fact that we're sending out hundreds of thousands a day, you are benefiting from that. So that's how they get the maximising of that discount that we were talking about earlier.
Yes.
So now they've had halfway down their cup of tea, what's the second thing they should be doing, Gemma?
So the matching of items. So that's something we mentioned before. We will work with them to see how we can get multiple items that are going to a recipient into one envelope, so they don't have to necessarily do the hard work of putting all that together. We can look at the end of the day and see what items and get that all matched up in our systems.
And obviously because people listening to them are saying, oh, that's very clever of you doing that, but you must ensure that the right item is going to the right envelope. And how do we do that?
But that's something we take really seriously, so we'll look at a unique reference that's across all the documents that they want to match together, and then that will ensure that the items only for that recipient go into there. So we work really hard with the council to make sure that those checks and balances are done before we go live.
So come on then, Gemma, I asked for three, you've given me two. Come on, what's the third one?
So one of the other things that the councils can often struggle with is the validation of their addresses. So they're not getting what's known as the sorted rate. They'll be getting an unsorted rate, which costs more. So one particular council that we were working with, they had abbreviations in their addresses, and that was causing them loads of problems. Yeah. So we ran a sample of their addresses through, and we started to get 98% of them going through at that sorted rate. So you can imagine the kind of difference in cost that they were saving from that.
Again, going back to that conversation earlier about the 63% on the first class rate, with the prices going up at 14-15% every 6 months or 12 months, the unsorted rate, the differentials become even bigger. So anything we can do to make 98% of their mail going out sorted saves them money.
Absolutely.
So we hope you found our little podcast enlightening. We will be doing, as I said, five more. I'd like to thank Gemma for taking time and helping us tackle some of these issues. We'll be back soon.